Welcome to the No Ceilings live reaction show to Selection Sunday. Conference tournaments are done. We have winners. We have losers. There are snubs galore. We have a full bracket. It is officially March Madness time. Joining me tonight, breaking down the bracket, our thoughts on all of it. Tyler Rucker, how are we doing?
Sunday. We're doing great. For everyone that was watching when we started, we've been having some fun behind the scenes. So I'm really pumped for this one, Metcalf. A little Sunday special. You know, we're going to, man, some of these games are going to be juicy. So I'm very excited for draft purposes. I'm very excited for basketball watching purposes. Just excited to watch or to break it down with you.
Yeah, it should be a fun one. There's the potential for some absolute insanity here. Let's just start big picture, though, and kind of overall winners, losers, and then we'll dive into the snubs. So for you, it just initially when you were kind of seeing the bracket come through, just what were, let's start out with the positives. What were kind of some of the winners for you?
You know, at first I thought Iowa State was going to be a winner, and then it just got revealed Keyshawn Gilbert's going to be out for, I think, the whole tournament. So I was like, oh, they have a great bracket. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, you're missing a big piece. But I think, you know, the Auburn potential Creighton second round matchup caught my eye.
Yeah, or Louisville.
Louisville.
I think either Louisville or Creighton could upset them there. I thought Auburn got screwed as the top seed.
I mean, I know. You know, shout out Brandy. I know we've got some Auburn faithful that love No Ceilings, and we love Auburn fans, but I've got them on upset watch for sure. When I saw their bracket, I said, oh gosh, they could get punched in the mouth in the second round pretty easily. I don't know. I mean, what were your initial thoughts? I thought Michigan as a five was ridiculous.
Yeah.
They should have been a higher seed. North Carolina getting in is the biggest, like, what are we doing? This is the first time I've wanted to listen to the interview with the chairman in my life. I was like, I'd love to hear this analysis. Why did you think this? So what did you think? What was your winners? What were your losers?
Yes, yeah, so for just winners, I just kind of had the playing games in general. Not necessarily because North Carolina, San Diego State, or Texas deserved to get in, but I think those are going to be really fun games. I think UNC versus San Diego State has the potential to be a lot of fun. Texas versus Xavier should be a lot of fun. Were they deserving? That's a different conversation, but I think from a basketball standpoint, from an entertainment standpoint, from a brand name standpoint, I think the playing games are a huge winner. And then obviously the SEC was the biggest winner with a record setting 14 teams getting into the tournament. Obviously some conference realignment has, you know, plays a factor in that, but they were dominant, especially compared to the ACC who only had four teams and were kind of lucky to get four.
I'm so pumped up. I'm sorry. You asked me earlier just for winners, and I feel like I gave you every answer I had.
Yeah, fine.
I will say winners. I'm going reverse order. You know, a little bit of a hot take. I didn't love the North Carolina getting in, or at least in the play-in game. The play-in games should rock. I agree with you. But, you know, the rest of the matchups, like, if you throw out the numbers, like, basketball fans are the winners. The tournament, like, the bracket's awesome. There's a lot of upset potential. You know, Memphis, Colorado State's going to be an unbelievable, like, I think that could be an upset. UConn, Oklahoma, for draft purposes, that should be an awesome watch. Missouri and Drake, very exciting. I kind of like Drake there. Maryland and GCU, I don't know who's going to stop Derek Queen, but I think GCU is always underrated. Kansas, Arkansas, like, that's just in one bracket. Like, there's a lot of games that are shaping up to be potential upset specials. It's going to be a really, really fun tournament again, like surprise. But I feel like this one, we could be completely shocked after the first round. Shout out to the comments. If Arizona wins two games, I'm going to be like shocked for once. They should, but they never do. So shout out Caleb Love. What are you thinking? Like, what's your thoughts? Go ahead.
Before we dive into the regions let's talk about some of the quote unquote snubs. The biggest four, or the first four that just missed out: West Virginia, Boise State, Ohio State, and Indiana. I thought West Virginia should have gotten in.
Yeah,
I wanted Boise State to get in. I didn't think personally Indiana or Ohio State should have been in. I didn't think they were good enough all year. Nothing about their, like, I know technically, like, when you look at some of the quad one and quad two, quad three wins and losses and records there, they were pretty favorable for Indiana and Ohio State. But watching those teams all year, I didn't get any sense that they were tournament worthy. West Virginia, I think, is by far the biggest snub.
West Virginia seems like they should have gone in. This is why I love doing the pods with you, because you're the smart guy that gets all this important stuff. West Virginia not getting in just hit me. That's ridiculous. Why did Vanderbilt get in?
Vandy's fun. Vandy's good. And I think that's kind of a testament to how tough they viewed the SEC.
The SEC. So it's a hat tip to the SEC, but, like, I've loved watching West Virginia. Javon Small should have been in this tournament. He would have been fun. It's a tough one. I mean, that's a big snub for me, as I would have loved to have seen West Virginia in this. Seems like they're always a scrappy team that just kind of plays and could have overachieved. But, yeah, I mean, man, the SEC just is going to carry a lot of weight always. I agree with you. I did not want any part of Indiana in the tourney.
No.
From a resume standpoint, from a prospect standpoint,
just nothing about them or Ohio State, unfortunately. Although
I
put that aside for this.
I agree. Because, like, Mobley would have been fun in the tournament for Ohio State, but, like, I don't want to see the rest of their team.
Yeah.
Like, it just, Indiana and Ohio State shouldn't have gotten in. Who was the other snub we said?
Boise.
Boise would have been.
They would have been fun. I think it would have been feisty. I think it would have been something a little different. End of the day, though, probably none of those teams are making much of a dent anyways. But when you kind of look at what Texas did and UNC did and San Diego State did down the stretch, I struggle to see how West Virginia isn't as good as any of them. And I know in the interview they mentioned player availability comes into play. So obviously Tucker DeVries being out hurt, but he's also been out for like the last 3 months. And Javon Small has been awesome. Toby O'Connor has been really fun. Jonathan Powell has continued to improve. Imani Hansberry is really fun. I just think from a resume standpoint, especially when you look at some of the neutral site wins earlier in the season, they have some major wins over teams who are like top five seeds in this tournament. So I thought they kind of got screwed. I thought they were deserving. That's really only that they're by far the biggest snub for me.
Yeah. I think the most of the field feels pretty like strong and accurate, but it just, West Virginia seems like a big, like, whoa. Gosh, like you get so excited about these, you kind of, I wish we could almost have like a tracker, you know, of like when you're watching the draft and it's like best available. It's like, I wish you could have that, because you kind of forget about the teams that were projected to make it until after, you know. And West Virginia, it seems like a big one. Like, I thought, oh, they're going to be in for sure. We're going to get plenty of more, you know, run with that team. But I mean, any other thoughts about this, or do you want to just kind of run through it?
Yeah, I think let's jump over to the regions. Let's start with the South, where Auburn was the number one overall seed. What are just, you know, we're not going to run through this game by game, but what are kind of some of the best matchups that you're looking for here and just initial reactions to this region?
I mean, my first thought was, the Louisville-Creighton's going to be awesome, the 8-9. Obviously whoever wins that bloodbath gets Auburn potentially, all respect to the 16 seed. You know, I was kind of looking at Michigan's run like, ooh, UCSD is a tough opener. And then you get A&M or Yale with the Danny Wolf revenge game. I was like, this is great.
I think San Diego could pretty easily win that game.
I did too.
Michigan is 328th in offensive turnover rate this year. San Diego is second in defensive turnover rate. That's not a fun mix. And I believe San Diego has like a top 35 offense as well. So they're going to score. That game feels like it's going to be really chaotic. And if Michigan can't take care of the ball like they have all year, I'm really worried about that one.
Did I see KenPom, but if UCSD is a 12 seed, they would be like one of the best ranked 12 seeds of all time.
Love that. That's fantastic.
And it was just like an advanced number because of like their offensive efficiency or something. But I was like,
I think they're
an incredible number.
I think they're like a top 40 offense and defense in terms of adjusted ratings or whatever. So
I want to see what Vegas thinks of KenPom. They're probably going to weigh that heavily. But we could either get a 5-4 that's really scrappy with Michigan A&M. We could either get San Diego, Yale. I know a lot of people like Yale's team. Who's the guy that we love, the sharpshooter? I can never say his last name.
John Pulakatis.
Yep, thank you. That's why we pay Metcalf the big bucks. So it's a fun little part of the bracket there. And then if you go down lower, man, Marquette, New Mexico is going to get my attention.
That was the one that popped to me as well.
I was pumped.
Sam Jones. I think New Mexico could make a little bit of a run.
Okay, here's a bad one. Let's make us look old and bad. What was the first game on your TV where you looked and you were like, ooh, like it was New Mexico Marquette for me. I let out aloud, ooh, like that's going to be a fun one.
I honestly, it was Louisville Creighton right off the bat.
Amazing.
Where
I didn't like, for Creighton.
Oh
yeah.
My God. Like Auburn's going to get stuck with one of them. And I was like, oh, and then, you know, Michigan, San Diego. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, but you had a quick roll.
But yeah, that Marquette New Mexico one, especially from a kind of draft scouting standpoint, that's a really, really exciting point guard matchup.
Well, it's great because if you're for draft talk, like I get Cam Jones and Donovan Dent, sounds like a heavyweight boxing match, like with just 12 rounds of awesomeness. Like that should be good for evaluating both. Like I could see Dent going nuts, and it's kind of like, oh, maybe Donovan Dent's going to be a little. We talked about this in the last episode we did, Metcalf. Like Donovan Dent, if he tests the waters, could be I do not want to go work out against Donovan Dent. Well, we're going to find out. If he can produce against Marquette, that's going to be a heck of a resume for him. But man, Janiyah Broome and Kalkbrenner is everything I want. I'm sorry, Louisville fans. I'm pulling for Creighton because I just want to see that. Like, I want to see who takes advantage of that moment. Like,
so the potential shenanigans between Truckee Hepburn and Truckee Hepburn and Chad Baker Mazzara don't do anything for you.
No. Or Asworth and Baker Mazzara. I don't know. Anyone else?
I do think that the Ole Miss playing the winner of the UNC San Diego State game could be really fun. From a prospect standpoint, the UNC versus Miles Byrd and Magoon Gawath with, you know, Ian Jackson, Seth Trimble, Drake Powell. A lot of guys who have been incredibly inconsistent have had some of the highest highs out of any prospect this year, but also some of the lowest lows. And then the winner of that game going on to face a solid Ole Miss team with Malik Dia and Matthew Morrell. It could be fun. And I feel like every year, at least one of the play-in teams kind of makes a little bit of a run and wins a couple games. So I think that could be an interesting one to keep an eye on.
If that's San Diego State, I could see them. Magoon Gawath might be everyone's going to get familiar with Magoon. So that'd be fun. I also just realized Marquette, New Mexico, is potentially then all of a sudden Jace Richardson in round two is going to go toe to toe with one of those. I'm very pumped about this side of the bracket. Like the South region's got a lot of my attention early on for prospect watching too. So anyone else?
So some of the biggest draft prospects. Who are the top three in this region that you're most excited to watch? And then like maybe a deeper cut to keep an eye on.
Probably say Danny Wolf, Jace Richardson, and for me, Cam Jones. What about you? And I'm sorry for everyone. The Cam Jones with Marquette, Jace Richardson, Michigan State, and then Danny Wolf with Michigan. What about you?
Yeah.
In all respect to the other guys, it's just who I'm watching, who I'm excited to see more. Like I watched Danny today a little bit against Wisconsin, and I was like, okay, Danny, I need a little bit more from you, a little bit more juice in the tank.
He's been doing that.
Yeah.
I
Oh, you probably, asked me for a deeper cut.
I probably lean towards the same. I'll replace Ryan Kalkbrenner, potentially going up against Janiah Broome. I think that'd be a really, really fun test for both of them. Deeper cut, I'll go with Chase Ross from Marquette.
It's a good one. Deeper cut for me, I'll probably go... I like Curtis Jones of Iowa State. I like a lot of the guys of Iowa State.
I think Josh Jefferson's
Josh Jefferson
eye on there.
Yep.
Especially if they win and then go on against like Ole Miss, him and Malik Dia going head to head.
Mm-hmm.
Be kind of a fun matchup.
Yeah.
Any upsets for you in this region? An 8-9 don't count.
Yeah. I would say my upset special is always the 12-5, but I'm going for the blue. Go blue. I got a buddy, Nick Greaves. Shout out Nick. He's a big Michigan fan too. So my family I'm married into is also diehard Michigan fans. So I have to root for Michigan. I'm going to say New Mexico.
I was going to have New Mexico over Marquette, and then I'm really worried about San Diego over Michigan. Who wins this region for you?
Not Auburn.
Okay.
I don't know, but it's not Auburn. I have Auburn on upset watch. Because I just think here's what I would say. If Auburn plays Creighton, I'm worried for Auburn. Because I think if you have a dominant big cross paths with another dominant big, you can get in a bad place in a hurry if they can get taken out of a game. We've seen it with Kansas, with Hunter Dickinson in the years. It always happens. Zach Edey, last year got very far to the title game, but I'm saying it can happen where you can get thrown off your game and then you're kind of looking around like who could take over. Odds say that they should still take it, but I feel like this could be a bracket or a region that the one seed doesn't win it. So I don't know. I'll say I'm going to say Iowa State still.
Okay.
I'm going to get crazy and say Iowa State. Even shorthanded, I think they're going to step up and go on a little run.
All right. I'm going to get a little weird. I'm going to go Texas A&M.
Unbelievable. Go Aggies.
I feel like they could either going to lose to Yale in the first round because they can't make a shot, or they're going to be so dominant and physical on the boards and defensively that they're going to make a Final Four run. So
they're always the scrappy team that I'm like, gosh, I wish they had a prospect that I just absolutely love, but I feel like they're always playing tough and good and just like beating people. So I like that pick. Also, if Michigan loses, then they got the San Diego. If you get past that, you might be getting an 8-9 winner over Auburn, potentially.
Or Auburn.
But they're I it's no disrespect to Auburn. I just like to pick against the chalk line.
Got to mix it up a little bit. Okay.
Anything else?
No, let's move on to the East, where Duke is the number one seed there. Initial reaction, thoughts to this region?
As an Arizona fan, I didn't like it because I'm never comfortable with who Arizona plays. So
that's how I am with Michigan.
You know what it is? It's funny when you're watching the show and then every analyst just loves the team that's against you. They're like, oh, Akron,
yeah,
really good team. You're like, oh, shit. You're like, not again. It's just funny how every year it seems like it happens to Arizona. I don't know. Duke Baylor and potentially in round two really gets me pumped up. I think Mississippi State's always that scrappy team too. BYU VCU just seems like is BYU really going to keep cooking or is this a punch in the mouth?
I'm really excited for that one. I think VCU could pull the upset there. Their defense has been so impressive. So it's a little kind of fire and ice matchup there because BYU's offense has been insane. And I think if VCU can shut down those, you know, some of their guard scores just a little bit, I think they could muck it up and
come. Oh, that's Shulga too, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a potential tournament darling right there.
That'd be huge for him.
Shout out Mavs draft. That's his guy. Any other?
I thought this was the easiest region. Personally, like Mississippi State and Baylor are solid teams. I think Duke will destroy them.
It shouldn't be close.
Like Oregon's been really hot lately, coming into conference tournaments. But the fact that they're a five seed along with Michigan, who is pretty good all season, makes no sense to me. Arizona, BYU, VCU, they're solid teams. I don't get how Wisconsin's a three seed. They're a good team. Don't get how they're a three seed. That matchup with Montana should be a really fun one. Shout out Money Williams.
Money. Wow.
And then that Vanderbilt-St. Mary's game. I think Vanderbilt could come away with an upset there, and I don't really trust this Alabama team.
Bama seems like they've been getting punched in the mouth the last month, so it seems like they're probably ready to spit out some venom. Shout out to everyone watching on YouTube. We got some faithful Illinois faithful. I like. We're gonna get to that part because I like Illinois' bracket too. I don't know. St. Mary's, Vanderbilt. I still like St. Mary's. They're always scrappy. Wisconsin, Montana. Now with money, is gonna be a fun one. I don't know, Metcalf. I really don't know. I still buy Bama. Mark Sears has been waking up, by the way. I just want to let you know. He has been waking up. I've been wanting to text you the Mark Sears text, but I have not had the courage to do it. I wanted to be like, is our boy back?
I'm not ready to be hurt again.
No, I can't do it. I've been hurt too many times.
This could be a huge time for LeBaron Filon too. He's kind of been trending, and he's one of the hottest names out of the gate at the start of the season. Cooled off, kind of been looking like more of a potential next year guy. But if he gets hot and the defense is what it is, and you know we continue to see that rim pressure, that scoring ability, the playmaking. If he has a hot tournament, he could easily go from fringe first round, maybe more of a next year guy to top 25, top 20 guy.
Yeah. He's going to have a favorable couple games to get rolling. He just had a big game previously. What else you got? You want to go prospects in a deep cut real quick?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. I guess I'm going to go. Not in order. I'm going to say the three prospects I'm watching. Obviously, should we say Cooper Flagg or should we just leave that out?
Let's just assume he's at the top of the list.
Everybody watching. We like Cooper Flagg. He'd be number one, but we're going to go another way. I'll say VJ Edgecombe, number for Baylor, nine seed. Yegor Demen, I think that's a big game for him.
Yeah, it's huge.
I think it's a really big game. I'll go LeBaron Filon for Bama for the two seed. What deep cut? I kind of talked about him earlier, but Max Shulga, VCU, I think is a big one.
Yeah, I would say Shulga is the easy one for me. It's the deep cut. I'll also kind of throw out Winter on Wisconsin, big man. Been putting up really good numbers this year. The kind of three first round bigger name guys, Yegor Demen on BYU, obviously huge matchup against VCU. I'm gonna say Carter Bryant with Arizona. Yep. I think that Akron game will be a little tough for him. I think for the team in general, but if they get through that, I think that's a really, really interesting matchup against an Oregon team with a lot of experienced wings. And then if they win that, they probably have Duke. And that's a real big test and a real great chance for Carter to kind of show whether or not he's going to be a this year guy or not. Let's see. I got one more. And
don't mean to cut you off, but I was also reminded by everyone in a group chat, the Oregon game, the first two rounds are in Seattle. So it's basically going to be a home game for Oregon, Oh, great. Of course. They play Arizona potentially in the round two. It's going to be a home game for Oregon.
That's fun for them.
Really cool, actually.
And I guess I'll say Mark Sears for Alabama.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not? What upset possibilities do you have here? For me, VCU is the easy one, and then I like Vanderbilt over St. Mary's too.
I think VCU for me, and it's just because BYU has been just like red hot cooking.
Like insane,
they just got punched in the mouth by Houston, and I feel like It's tough to get hot again. It feels like it's always like a letdown. Once you're like, oh, okay. Yeah, I would say that. I don't really. I guess Akron against Arizona.
It's so defeatist.
It just happens.
Who do you have coming out of this region?
Duke.
Yeah, I would be shocked if
Duke. I'd be shocked. Be very, very shocked. I think Arizona is the weirdest team of like they could lose in the first round or they could win two straight and be like toe to toe with Duke somehow. But it's just the most inconsistent team ever. I think Bama's got plenty of firepower to get there, but I don't think they match up well with Duke.
Yeah, I don't think anyone in that region does. They just have so much size and shooting and skill. And if Flag is going to be even 70% healthy, I think it's more than enough.
I agree. Where do you want to go next, Mr. Metcalf?
Let's head down to the Midwest region where Houston is the number one seed. Initial thoughts.
We don't have any Purdue faithful. I'm rooting for High Point.
Yeah.
When they went to High Point's camera shot, it was one of the best reactions. I'm also a sucker. I think High Point's first time ever in the tournament. Maybe there was a couple of those. I'm a sucker for those. Like if you've never been to the tournament, I'm all in. Illinois at the sixth spot. We could potentially get Illinois versus the winner of Xavier, Texas, correct?
Correct.
So I could potentially get two top six picks going toe-to-toe in round one, plus Will Riley is the kicker?
Correct.
This is fantastic. This is what we dream about. I mean, I'm pulling, and I like Xavier too, but I am pulling for a little Texas-Illinois showdown would be just fantastic. What are your thoughts?
I think that playing game with Texas and Xavier is going to be really, really fun because obviously Trey Johnson and Arthur Kaluma are the two big names on Texas. And then with Trey being the one in bright lights, and then Ryan Conwell, Dalen Swain on Xavier, they've been playing really well. Conwell has been playing out of his mind. I still think they're both more next year guys. We'll see though. Either way though, I think the winner of that game against this Illinois team who is hopefully kind of getting healthy. They just got Merez Johnson back. I'd be really surprised, barring an absolute heater from Trey or Conwell on either team. If Illinois didn't win that game, I think they're just too deep. They're too well-rounded. They have too much skill at basically every position out there, especially with Merez coming back. I like Illinois a lot to kind of make a little bit of a run here, especially if they're healthy. And an Illinois-Kentucky matchup in round two would be incredibly fun. That would be really, really fun.
Yeah, it's amazing how quickly people are jumping ship with Illinois. This team's been just kind of thrown every potential curveball ever.
I think they said that Brad Underwood has had to use like seven or eight different starting lineups in like the last month or something.
Well, they got like the Rutgers bug. Like everyone got sick. They've had injuries. Big injuries, like to key players. Then, you know, now we got Kasprys is a little cold. So like tournament time is when you quickly, hey, let's get everyone's resetting. Let's get everything together. I still am buying Illinois. I think they could go on a serious heater. Also, like if they get past Kentucky and they're starting to cook again, like I like them matching up with Tennessee.
Yeah.
If everyone's healthy and you roll, I like them a lot. So I think they could definitely go on a deep run here. I wouldn't feel good if I'm Houston with getting Gonzaga round two, potentially. Gonzaga, Georgia is going to be a fun opening round, but like I think Gonzaga's the one team I would not want to face right now.
How come?
Well, beginning of the year, they were just like cooking. And I was like, oh gosh, like Gonzaga is going to be rolling. And then all of a sudden, they just fell off, and now we're starting to warm up again. But like Nembhard should be a good veteran guard to kind of counter Houston. But Houston's defense is just so suffocating.
And they have like some legit shot makers this year.
And they're just tough as nails, big guards. Like Manuel Sharp's nasty. Milos is playing great. Then you get JoJo Tugler, who just he just wants to block shots. So, I mean, I think that's going to be probably one of my favorite matchups in the second round, is just because it's going to be some good coaching, some tough basketball. Like, I don't know. I think Gonzaga won't be afraid, but I think Houston won't, you know, overlook them.
Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah.
And even if Georgia does end up beating Gonzaga, from a scouting standpoint, I love that for us getting to watch Asa Newell go up against Tugler, and just the physicality and the interior defense that Houston has, and see kind of how he holds up. I know he did throughout all the SEC play, but Houston's always just a little bit of a different animal in that realm. Upsets and any that you like here. My favorite is High Point over Purdue. Purdue being a four seed. Braden Smith is really fun. I don't get the rest of that team at all. That was one of the more fraudulent rankings to me. And I think that'd be a really fun one. I know McNeese always gets thrown out there. I like Clemson, though. And then I like Utah State over UCLA, too.
How did I not see this? UCLA is a 7?
Yeah.
I like Utah State. What?
Yeah.
Who did I'm gonna have to, I gotta keep that those comments off the air. Yeah, I like Utah State. I like Clemson too. I think Clemson's always tough. McNeese is always like my favorite sleeper pick though, but I'll say Utah State. And I'm rooting for High Point.
I think that'll be really fun. Yeah. Prospects. Three big names to keep an eye on. And then one or two deeper cuts.
I'm going to say Kasperis Jakaciūnas for Illinois. Point guard, still one of my favorite guys. Will Riley, also at Illinois. I'm going to cheat, go double dip there. I think he's been on a heater right now. He's kind of made himself a lot of momentum right now in the draft scene. And then my third one. I'll go Asa Newell for Georgia. I think he's got an opportunity to really have a nice little couple games if they could upset Gonzaga in the first round. Deeper cut, Otega Owe, my guy at Kentucky. I still love him. Go ahead, Metcalf, whoever you got.
I'll only go with one big name just to not kind of repeat yours. Trey Johnson in the playing game.
Oh, yes, geez. Gosh.
He'll either shoot 3 of 18 or drop 40. And I don't see much of an in between. Hopefully it's the latter, because that's more fun. Couple deeper cuts. Tennessee, Chaz Lanier, arguably the best off ball scorer in the country this year. If they're going to make a run, it's because he's going to get hot again. And, you know, he's kind of cold, couldn't find his rhythm against Florida in their conference tournament game. Jordan Ganey had a big game, but Chaz Lanier, I think, is going to be the kind of driving factor for that offense. Tomislav Ivicic, center for Illinois, really skilled center. Victor Lockin, center for Clemson. And then Emmanuel Sharp, shooting guard for Houston, who I think is absolutely a this year guy.
Interesting. All right. What's next? Hit me.
Who do you have coming out of this region?
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I got Houston.
Yeah.
I think they're cooking. They're always so damn good in the tournament. They're so well coached in the tournament. And this year, I feel like they have maybe one of their most complete teams in terms of just, I think their defense is just like, can ruin your weekend pretty quickly. Like, they're just cooking right now. So I think Houston's going to be tough to beat for anyone. Like, I think Houston Duke might right now be a toss up just because Houston, really, I think, that cooking right now. So I don't know. I'll say Houston.
I agree. Illinois can kind of start playing like we think they could, if there's going to be a surprise, I think it's going to be Illinois.
Yeah, you're going to have to be rolling with offensive firepower, and you got to have some pieces if you're going to take down the Cougars. And I think Illinois got a shot. Tennessee, I think, just they're good, but I think they're beatable. And Illinois, though, could go toe-to-toe with them. So, okay. East, West?
Well, unless you want to redo the East, we should probably go
out west. I was thinking we redid the East because I didn't like my answer is West. I thought we had
right, two more. Let's go, okay. Let's go to the West region, where Florida is the top overall seed in this region. There's a lot here.
There's a lot.
Where do you want to start?
No. You start it off. I try to be nice to you. You're always nice. You kind of softball it, but sometimes Metcalf, where do you want to start it off? Because this is probably the most fun, I think.
Yeah. This feels like every year there's always like one, at least for me, there's always like one region where it's like, I just don't get a damn thing right. And this feels like it's going to be it, where it's just red X marks galore. And this feels like it's going to be it. Like UConn, Oklahoma, neither result would surprise me. Memphis, Colorado State, neither result would surprise me. Maryland should win. Missouri, Drake wouldn't surprise me. Texas Tech can make a run. Kansas, Arkansas, I don't trust either of those teams.
No, I don't.
Competently. I love St. John's. They could make a run. But are they going to get super cold from outside? And it's just like, I think this bracket is or this region is going to be incredibly chaotic and fun.
I think every single game could go the opposite way of what I'm thinking. I don't feel good about any pick here. I feel good about one, and it's an upset. I think St. John's goes on a little run. The Kansas-Arkansas game seems like a punishment game. Like, I don't know. You have, like, someone's just pinning you down and being like, you have to pick one. I'm like, I don't want to do it.
No. Yeah, it's like, no.
Because, we got reports. It looks like Boogie Flynn might be coming back to Arkansas for this game, which would be fantastic for the tournament and for, you know, obviously draft purposes. I don't trust either team.
No.
At all. When it got shown on the TV, I was like, that game's hilarious. I don't trust either team at all. Like, which I'm going to bet it now because I don't trust it. Missouri Drake's fun. Grand Canyon sleepy, but I don't know who's going to guard Derek Queen.
Yeah.
I think Colorado State over Memphis is my pick for upset.
Same.
They're cooking, and our boy is...
He's so good.
Rolling. Nick Clifford is on fire right now. Everyone's starting to give him some damn respect.
And if you want to catch up on Nick Clifford, I wrote about him over at NoCeilingsNBA.com earlier this year.
They're coming to do his season highlights on our YouTube channel pretty soon because I just can't hold off anymore.
He's playing out of his mind, and he's basically been doing this all season. This region is just insane. Who are some of the prospects you're kind of keeping an eye on?
I think, you know, Jeremiah Fears against UConn. But that's a big one for him.
Yeah.
Because he should get the kitchen sink thrown at you. But at the same point, I also want to see Liam McNeely there. I think that's a big game for a lot of purposes. We just talked about Nate Clifford, so I don't want to go down that long. Trying to also look ahead. I think if Boogie Flan's going to come back,
yeah,
I want to see what he does against Kansas. Because then you might get him against St. John's. It's a tough one. Alex Condon. I think still of Florida. What about you? Sorry, I went kind of all over the place.
We haven't even talked about the top seed in this region, who has been on absolute fire, has one of the hottest names in prospect circles, and Alex Condon, Thomas Haug, I believe you pronounce his last name, is getting a lot of interest. Elijah Martin, Will Richard, Walter Clayton, they're loaded and they're playing their best basketball of the season so far. Getting to see either UConn with Liam McNeely and Alex Caravan going up against that defense and their athleticism and their size, or Jeremiah Fears going head to head with Walter Clayton and Elijah Martin, and the athleticism and size and physicality of their backcourt, either outcome there is a ton of fun from a scouting standpoint.
Yeah. And Florida just kicked the crap out of Oklahoma. So Oklahoma's probably like, hey, we want another shot. We're pissed off. And I don't care who you say, it's tough to beat a team by like badly. two times in a row. And I just want to see Florida UConn would be very fun to watch.
Yeah.
Because I feel like UConn would be like, oh, you're the number one seed? All right, bet. Like, we just won it 2 years in a row. Let's see. This is a fantastic bracket.
Yeah.
For fans, it's going to be awesome. For scouting, it's going to be great. Like, I like Bennett Sturts a lot from Drake. That's who I want to see the most probably in this bracket.
He's another guy who could make himself a ton of money. He had an awesome season, incredible conference tournament run. Bennett Sturts, point guard from Drake, going up against Missouri. Anthony Robinson,
yeah, Anthony really Robinson
well for Missouri, yep, as well. And then you look at Texas Tech, who I think could easily win this region with how well JT Toppin's playing, Darian Reed, or
they have a really Darian good
Williams' run. Versatility, yeah. Christian Anderson, Elijah Hawkins has been playing out of his mind all year. I think Florida's the next year guy. Arkansas, if Boogie comes back and plays well, he could easily solidify himself as a first round pick. And going against a senior and experienced guard in DeJuan Harris, not necessarily easy. Then if they win that and he has to deal with Kadari Richmond and his size and physicality, not exactly easy. St. John's, Kadari Richmond, Zubi Ejiofor, who's been playing awesome all year, RJ Lewis. This region just rocks. It's so much fun.
Tech's got a real shot here.
Yeah.
I didn't realize their path is like very favorable. And because of that, you know, JT Toppin's got a heck of a opportunity here to go on a little bit of run. Like everyone on that team, Darian Williams could use a little bit of a heater. This is a really fun bracket. And then like Derek Queen could get red hot and carry Maryland pretty far. If he'd have a good matchup with pretty much everyone. Oh, actually if Memphis won, who's the big man on Memphis? I can always never say his name right. Danger.
Yeah.
Danger. Him and Derek Queen, round two would be unbelievable.
But then if Maryland wins that, and then, you know, they get Condon and Haug against Derek Queen.
You never know.
There's so many fun potential matchups in this region.
Right, who do you got?
Probably won't get any of them.
No, we're not going to get any of them. Who do you got? Give me some picks. Who do you got?
I'm going to say Colorado State over Memphis. We saw how well Nick Clifford played against Virginia in the tournament last year. He's carried that over and been doing it all season, and they had to win their tournament to get in. They did it largely because of his play. I think he kind of continues that trend. PJ Haggerty could also go off for 40 again. So there's always that risk. And then I like Arkansas over Kansas.
I like both of those. We're going to go for two. I think Neek's play, he's got the tournament experience. I think he is going to be pretty pumped up. He's also just cooking at the right time right now. I think he'll be pumped up to kind of shut down Haggerty. We might have to make a game about Arkansas, Kansas, because it's legit. Like, I have no idea. You could convince to me either way. I don't know if we're getting Dero back. I don't know if I like Arkansas, even if he is playing. It's just both of those teams, you don't know which one's going to show up.
Yeah.
But I do know there's a lot of prospects at every game in this round. Like there's a lot that I'm intrigued with. I don't know.
It'll be a fun one. It'll be chaotic. I feel like we kind of covered basically every prospect in here. Who do you have coming out of the region?
I wanted to say Texas Tech, but as a sleeper, but I still think Florida's going to keep it cooking. No, I'll say Tech. Let's just have fun. We'll make an actual bracket, and I will pick Florida. But for now, I'll just say upset special. Texas Tech gets on a heater.
My heart tells me Tech. My head tells me Florida.
There you go. Good answer.
I'll ride the fence and cop out there. It'll be fun. This will be chaotic. Anything else with the bracket at large?
No.
Any of these regions, prospects to keep an eye on? Anyone we didn't mention? Things we missed?
No, I don't think so. Did we really do every bracket? Wow.
We did.
Fantastic.
We did. Who do you have winning at all?
I think Duke, folks. If the big boy plays, I think it's Duke. I think my sleeper, though, is like a sleeper. I think Houston, if they keep playing like this, I think he could beat anyone.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Houston. Real hot take, taking a one seed.
Yeah, really hot take. Here, let's do that. Let's do you can't take a one seed. Who wins it?
Oh, boy.
I know, really throwing on another 10 minutes of talk here.
Oh,
on a Sunday, looking everyone. I can't believe Michigan State ends up a two seed already. I mean, I'm not slander to Michigan State. Anyone listening that likes Michigan State, that's not slander. You don't need to call me out on it. I'm just saying it's a hat tip to them of the incredible season they had that to start the year. They ended up a two seed.
I'll go with St. John's as
okay.
a non one seed.
Okay. That's a good one. I'll say, either St. John's or Illinois, I guess. I like the St. John's pick.
If Tech gets hot too, though,
Tech I could like get Tech. Hot. I
like Texas Tech, they're fun,
they could man. Get hot.
All right, that's all I got.
That's all I got.
Selection Sunday, always a blast. March Madness, always an incredible time. If you are looking for a bracket to do, or just a free one to join, we will be doing one, a fan-wide one for No Ceilings. So keep an eye out on our socials for that. That'll get posted in the next day or so. And winner will get some sort of free merch of your choosing. Free to enter. Always a fun time. Always a good way of kind of interacting with all of you guys. And yet another kind of different way. If you've been watching live on YouTube or watching after the fact or not watching on YouTube and didn't even know we had a YouTube, head over there, hit the subscribe button. We're rapidly closing in on 13,000, which hopefully we get to soon. You guys are incredible. The way it continues to grow means the world to us. And we got a ton of fun stuff going up, including season long highlights. Mid-season highlights are already up there. All of our podcasts and all of that good stuff is as well. Over on NoCeilingsNBA.com, Maxwell will have a massive tournament preview piece going up Monday morning. NoCeilingsNBA.com. Check that out. And throughout the weekend, we'll be doing live shows in the morning, reacting to the previous day's games and kind of previewing those to come that day. So Friday morning, we'll be on early before the games tip off and reacting to Thursday's games and then previewing Friday's, rinse and repeat for the days coming after that. But he is Tyler Rucker. You can follow him at Tyler_Rucker. I'm Tyler Metcalf. You can follow me at TMetcalf11. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to subscribe, leave a review, 5-star rating, all that good stuff. Appreciate you all. Very excited for March Madness, but until next time, see ya.